Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Did you know that God's resources are not dependent on the economic condition of this world? Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons as they discuss God's provision and heaven's system.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's here with us, and we were just discussing when we went on the air the big deal of God making people able to reap in famine.
That's right. Reaping
so
in famine.
So that proves, and he's going to talk about it, but that proves that it doesn't matter what's going on in the world.
Gloria, we're talking about supernatural provision week and next week.
Good.
And I'm taking the time personally to enlarge my capacity, renew my mind, renew my faith.
Me too.
And begin, Terry and I have been talking about the supernatural at home. We speak about it all the time.
Praise God.
Supernatural health, supernatural wealth, supernatural favor,
Amen.
Supernatural deliverance, supernatural
That's
protection.
That's where we should be walking.
We need from heaven everything that heaven has to offer, which is above, over, and beyond the natural realm of the earth.
How does the Bible describe that? Days of heaven?
Days of heaven on earth. That's it.
That's the way we
That's
ought to be
it.
Walking.
And God supplies all of our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the supernatural.
It is.
That's supernatural provision. Believing God and receiving from places we never thought possible before.
That's right.
People limit themselves to how God can provide and how God
Looking
can supply.
Looking at their situation.
Looking at their
and
own.
What they've got going.
It's supernatural provision, the whole idea of this miraculous, extraordinary provision of God will unfix a
That's
fixed
right.
income.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It will bring people into a place of freedom, financial freedom in their lives. And I'll quote Bill Winston here. He said, "The supernatural takes us past the impossible, through the unbelievable, into the ridiculous." As God is bringing you into this supernatural, He's bringing you into a place where the supernatural is no longer an option, but it's going to be a requirement. That's what we need to make it.
That's right.
That's what we are going to need to make it in these times, famine or no famine, economy, whatever direction it's going, job market, supernatural provision from the supernatural provider sets us in a place of everything completely being met and supplied.
That's right.
To the overflowing point, to the point where you're shouting, "It's too much."
Yeah. I like what you said about into the ridiculous. You know, people that don't appreciate preachers, ministers, and Christians even, that are born again, believe in God.
Sure.
And they'll see somebody be blessed. They might build a house that's bigger than what somebody else thinks they ought to have. And they'll say, that's just ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Or buy, a good car or an airplane. Or a rocket ship, if they want it. And people say, "That's just ridiculous. He didn't need that rocket ship." Well, that's the blessing that they're calling ridiculous, you know.
That's right.
Whatever it is,
that's
the
right.
increase.
That's right. And it doesn't matter on a social status where you are.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't matter
oh,
what
no.
neighborhood that you're in. God will change the neighborhood. God will move you out of the neighborhood. God will provide you with everything that you need, because He is a generous, loving Father.
That's right.
And we have to renew our minds and renew our faith.
Exactly right.
The word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave a few years ago, 2005, talking about you must rejoice and renew your faith in the supernatural.
That's right. That's right.
And that supernatural breaks all limitations.
It does.
Pushes
no,
the
no
walls.
Limitations.
There are no limitations with that. So that's what we're talking about, and that is what we are renewing our minds in. And these notes that we're teaching on, they're available to you. Go to kcm.org. Go to the picture of Glory and Me. Click onto that. You can go right to those notes. You can print them out, download them. So far, we've had almost 400,000since you and I have started this.
That's awesome.
Back in 2010, 400,000 downloads of those notes, people printing them out, using them, sharing them.
Let's ask them to write us and tell us your testimony.
Thank you. I want your testimony of supernatural provision. I had several of them over here. Here's one, Gloria. This is from Lagos, Nigeria.
Lagos, which is, if you prosper in Lagos,
oh my goodness, you are prospering. This particular person said, I've studied your 40 days of prosperity.
Praise God.
The 21 days God, 21 ways God supplies, the blessing of Abraham. These are all teachings that you and I have done. And he said, my company just won a contract of $987,000.
And
we've
Jesus.
Been paid over $500,000 to date.
I'm telling you, in Lagos, that's like $50 million over
that's
here.
That's huge.
Oh, it is. Isn't that great?
That's
that gives
huge.
Me goosebumps.
That's huge.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing him.
So we want your testimonies.
Yeah.
Tell us what God is doing in your life mm-hmm. that reaches the ridiculous. I mean, just reaches beyond what you've ever
known or heard
or seen. Because, Gloria, we are believing with them right now.
That's right.
For the supernatural.
Amen.
I'm believing for supernatural houses, cars, finances, clothes, whatever is needful in your life, God will supply it for you. Now,
people think, you know, natural people that don't listen and believe the word, they might hear what we say and think, well, that's easy for them. They've got this, they've got that. Listen, we started out with an old car and a little tacky rent house and early Goodwill furniture.
Terry and I,
we began to hear the word and it changed everything.
We were the same way. I took Terry, I think it was right after we got married. I took her out for dinner one night and we went to a place, you might remember this, over near Dallas called Southern Kitchen.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took her to Southern Kitchen and we had just enough money, barely, for a tip. I was really concerned. I was really concerned. We took my parents out to dinner at Cattleman's, you know, over there off of Main Street. This is after we got married. My parents came to visit us. I was taking them to dinner. I was not quite sure if I was going to have the money to pay for our dinner. It was that thin.
Yeah.
And I was so relieved that night that my dad said, let me get dinner, George. I went, okay, Dad.
Right. You must not have had enough.
I didn't have enough to pay
Lord
for that
took
meal.
Care of you.
But those times have changed.
Oh, man. You can go eat anywhere you want.
Those days are over forever because we've learned how to walk in the supernatural.
In the blessing.
In the blessing. In the blessing of Abraham. We've learned how to do that.
And we walked, you know, we knew how to walk under the curse.
Yeah.
Borrowed money and bills you couldn't pay and all that. But then we learned how to walk in the blessing.
That's right.
Everything changed.
Everything changes.
Everything changed.
Everything
changes. And
it'll
changes. Work for anybody.
That's
They'll
right.
They'll do it.
That's right.
Way to
so,
go.
What we're going to do today and tomorrow, we're going to spend some time in the Old Testament. And we're going to look at Old Testament examples of supernatural provision. We really, really need to pay attention to what they were doing because we should be expecting so much more.
That's true.
Of what's
we're
going on now.
We're under a better covenant.
We're under a better covenant. With better promises. And so if they can do it in the Old Testament, we can certainly do it now, right here and right now. So let's take a look at a few of these, Gloria. Genesis 26, we'll start there. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but it bears repeating. In Genesis 26, 1, there was a famine in the land.
And hard times were on.
It was hard times, hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac was getting ready to leave when the Lord said, stay. Stay in this land. He said in verse 3, sojourn.
Common sense probably said to him to leave. But
yeah.
The Lord said, stay.
Stay. Because he wanted to
that's
do.
That's where the blessing was for him.
The blessing was right there for him. That's why we have to listen to
that's
the Spirit
right.
of God. Verse 3, sojourn in this land and I will be with you. I will bless you. I will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed I will give these countries and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham thy father. So he told him to stay in that country. Listen, it does not matter what is going on in your city right now. It doesn't matter where the economy is. You are, Gloria, I just wrote an article for the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, which will appear in January. And I called it The Untouchables.
Oh, good. I like it.
Called it The Untouchables. And we are protected in the household of faith.
Amen.
From all this stuff that's going on around us, all of the things that are happening.
The blessing protects us.
The blessing surrounds us and protects us.
We're not under the curse anymore.
And Isaac was going into this situation with that blessing. And I wanted us to see.
There is a blessing wall.
Yeah.
that cannot be scaled. It can't be knocked down.
If we'll
stay with it.
That's
now,
right.
We can tear it down ourselves with unbelief,
right.
Doubt, and bad words. But there is a blessing wall that's available to believers,
yes.
In Christ Jesus that,
yes.
Cannot be torn down.
And it keeps
No matter what's happening out here in the natural realm.
It keeps us protected from all that is going on out there.
That's
supernatural,
right.
Protection
that's
is
right.
Available to it, us.
You have to be a tither,
yes.
And a sower,
mm-hmm.
And believe the Word of God. To believe the Word of God,
that's right.
You've got to put it in your eyes and your ears and get it in your heart where it talks to you.
That's it.
And just do what
that's
God
it.
Says.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Well, Isaac obeyed God, and it says in verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very
now,
great.
Now, what made him great? The blessing.
The blessing did, yes.
Until he became very,
very great.
When God says very great, it is very great.
Very, yeah.
It is big.
It's big.
Glory
it's
to God.
It's huge. It's huge.
Hallelujah.
He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great store of servants, and it says the Philistines envied him. And the point that
yeah,
I just...
they did. They probably said, he doesn't need all that. He
yeah,
doesn't need all those flocks.
So.
He doesn't need all those people working for him.
But, you know, eventually they recognize that blessing on him. Look over there in verse 28. These mm-hmm. guys came to him and they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was
they
with you.
They saw it.
And we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with you. And they said, in verse 29 says, you are blessed of the Lord. We admit that you are blessed.
That's a great scripture in 28. They saw the blessing.
They saw the blessing.
And it was so great that they knew only God could do it.
Only God.
They saw the blessing.
Isaac was walking in the supernatural. He was walking in a place where it was a bad economy around him, but he was the only one that was flourishing.
Now, if you're doing it right, the blessing can be seen.
Yes.
It's not hidden.
It can be seen. It's not.
It can be, you know,
it's
in this
not.
Day, that you can see, and that day, they could see the blessing.
That's
they
right.
They could see the increase.
That's right.
What did they have then? They had lots of herds and flocks. What do we have? Well, we have all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Land,
mm-hmm.
houses, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the blessing can be seen.
The blessing can
Hallelujah.
Be seen.
Hallelujah. And there's no limit to it.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Wow. I was in South Africa here recently, and I had the opportunity to have lunch with some partners of ours over there. They live in a beautiful, debt-free,
great.
Palatial
South
home
Africa.
In a resort area of Johannesburg. And the Lord has exceedingly blessed them. And the man, the husband, shared with me what he grew up in, and he was in abject poverty when he grew up. He was out in the country.
They have.
He didn't own a pair of shoes until he was a teenager. I mean, this is how bad it was. Mm. And the blessing was on him to such a degree. And now he and his wife are flourishing. They're
praise
flourishing.
God. Isn't that great?
In that nation.
On the Word of God.
On the Word of God. And God is no respecter of persons. He'll do that for anyone. In South Africa, yeah. He'll do that for anyone in Australia. He'll do that for anyone in England. He'll do that for anyone in the United States who will believe His Word,
that's
stand
right.
on it, walk out the blessing, and believe that God has supernatural provision available for them.
That's true. That's right.
And that's what happened to Isaac.
God can make things come to pass anywhere.
That's right.
Glory to
that
God.
That same 100-fold return. I was
working.
Taught by one Gloria Copeland about the 100-fold return in 1978, and I've never forgotten it.
No, it worked.
The 100-fold return is working for me all the time.
All the time.
That's
Amen.
What I say.
That's right.
That's from Gloria's return. Book, God's Will is Prosperity. You need to get it.
Hallelujah.
The 100-fold return is working in spite of what's going on.
It's never even affected.
No.
The 100-fold return...
No.
And your increase supernaturally is never affected by what the government does,
that's
what
right.
people do, what times you're living in, what the stock market does.
That's living in the realm of God's superabundance.
The realm of the miraculous.
The miraculous.
Hallelujah.
And that's what happened to Isaac there. And that same thing can happen to us. This was a supernatural yield, hundredfold. I did some study about this and found out that even in the most fertile areas of Israel, the harvest was no greater than 25 to 50-fold.
That's interesting.
This is a famine.
You write that down for me. So
a famine.
Not right now, but I want to have that. That's good. Is that in our notes?
That's on your notes. Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
That is the blessing, miraculous, and supernatural.
Increase, increase, increase.
I'm living in the supernatural.
Me too.
Amen.
Man, I remember living in the natural. It was a pit.
Yes, that
so
was.
So to speak.
That was pretty, such an oppression, and people.
And you didn't know what to do.
No, that's right.
Try to find a good job, try to do this, when we first went to Tulsa, we had just what we had, cash.
Yeah.
And I remember going to the grocery store, and I'd get what I thought I could pay for. And then I would pray in tongues and pray in my spirit and pray that when I got up there, I didn't add it up as I went.
Yeah.
Didn't have those little calculators then, so often. I would believe, God, I could pay for what I had in my basket. And I could. I never had to put anything back. But I believe God, and now, when I go to if I were to go to the grocery store, wouldn't be a challenge to me to have to
you wouldn't be
God
yeah.
to pay for it.
Yeah. And there are some people out there right now that is a strain, a strain in their lives, and God can get you out of that.
That's right.
If you just believe His Word.
Start where you are.
Start where you are.
No matter where you are, if you'll start.
Start right where you are. We're with you. We're believing with you. We're agreeing with you that you are walking in that supernatural provision that God has for you. In the same way that He provided for Isaac, He's providing for you. If you're a tither, a sower, then you call in that harvest in the name of Jesus.
Right.
You call in the supernatural harvest into your life.
That's right. We never increased really until we started tithing faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts you in a place
where
God owes you something.
Yeah.
How come? Because He said He'd give it to you.
Yeah.
He said, when is the heaven be open? And the blessing would be on the tither and all kind of good words like
That's
that.
That's right.
So it's really right. Like God owes you something. You said, well, I don't think you should say that. Well, I don't care. If He said it, He'd give it to you. If you'd do so-and-so, then He's going to give it to you.
He's going to give it to you.
He always pays His
owes.
Always.
Always. And that, we said yesterday, that's a supernatural act. Tithing is a supernatural act.
We never did anything financially until we became tithers.
Yeah.
And when we became faithful tithers, it looked like we needed the money more than God did.
Well,
we did it anyway.
Isaac was a tither. I know that. How do I know that? Because Abraham taught his children well.
That's right.
And Abraham was a tither.
That's right.
Isaac was a tither.
Praise.
So it works.
And they were blessed.
It works.
And I'm a tither.
Let's take a look at another one here. Over in Exodus chapter 16, what am I looking at here? Exodus 16 and verse 11, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I've heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, in the evening you shall eat flesh, in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna.
Which said, what is it?
What is it?
That's what manna means.
What is this? What is this? For they wist not that it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you to eat.
Praise
Gloria, God. That was supernatural provision in the wilderness.
That's right.
That is God providing.
It was so supernatural that they didn't know what it was.
They didn't know what it was. They couldn't identify it. And I'll read this to you. Psalm 78:23. He commanded the skies to open. He opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna for them to eat. He gave them bread from heaven. They ate the food of angels. God gave them all they could hold. He released the east wind of the heavens and guided the south wind by His mighty power. He rained down meat thick as dust, birds as plentiful as the sand on the seashore. He caused the birds to fall within their camp and all around their tents. The people ate their fill. He gave them what they had craved. And then it went down, I read this in Deuteronomy 29. I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out upon you, and your sandals have not worn off your feet. That's supernatural. That is supernatural. Now, Gloria, we don't have time today to go through all of these, but I mean, we see here that Elijah was fed by the ravens. We saw here that the prophet went to the woman and said, make me a cake first. And she did, and she had a continual supply of flour and oil, and she ate a full year. That's supernatural.
Amen.
That is super.
Well, that prophet could have been put down over that.
Yeah.
Give me your first.
Yeah, he could. That's
make
right.
me one.
He could have
made unique.
He could have made the front page.
But
of
the
news.
Harvest.
This point here, when he was fed by the ravens, I thought this was fascinating. He said, the Lord says, I've commanded the ravens to feed you. And I read a commentary where it says, those provisions were ready prepared, the bread made and baked, and the fish boiled, broiled, or roasted.
I never read that.
That's from an exposition of the Old Testament.
Is that right? I
don't
know.
So we see,
Oh, it was dinner. Hey.
And I just have, I've
didn't
got
to, have to be cooked.
It's supernatural. Gloria, our children are walking in the supernatural. I got to tell you this, today, as we're taping this today, Ailey is 4 years old. She turned 4 years old. Aubrey's oldest daughter, Aubrey and Cody's oldest daughter, turned 4 years old. And she, you know, you can ask for all kinds of parties. What kind of a party do you want? And you can think of all the different Mickey Mouse or whatever parties. You know what she asked for?
What?
And you know what she's getting tonight?
What?
A Moses party.
A Moses party.
She asked for a Moses party.
Did you know what a Moses party was?
Well, no, but we have figured out what a Moses party is.
It's a baby, George. You're going to have a baby.
It's a Moses party. And the funny thing was that Aubrey is preparing the popcorn for the party, and she looked up manna, and there's a picture of what manna would look like, and it looks like popcorn on the ground.
Is that right?
So Ailey has asked for a Moses party. I mean, the supernatural working on our children. On our children.
That is wild. I never heard manna look like popcorn.
It looks like popcorn.
Hey, see the things you learn just by tuning into the broadcast.
Wow.
George and I'll be right back.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Some claim God doesn't promise us New Testament believers physical prosperity, just spiritual. But the truth is, you can't separate the two. That's why Jesus says, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these material things will be added to you. He knows that the spiritual and material realms are connected. When you get hold of the gospel and begin to prosper spiritually, you can begin to prosper physically and materially as well. As a born-again child of God, dare to reach out and receive the riches that belong to you.
God has awesome ways and unlimited avenues of supply that supersede all natural limitations. They're all part of His supernatural provision for you. The Supernatural Provision Package includes a 10-part series with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Enlarge your capacity to believe and begin receiving on a higher level than you ever thought possible. Also included are two bonus CDs by Pastor George that will take you higher in your understanding of the Word and help you access God's unlimited storehouse. The study notes of all 10 sessions are great for teaching small groups or for your personal Bible study. Then get ready to go to the next level with the Supernatural Church CD series by Pastor Bill Winston, a dynamic teaching that tells you the exceeding abundance that's available to you now. When you purchase your package, you'll also receive the Supernatural Provision Confession Card free. Tap into God's unlimited storehouse, take the limits off, and live in the realm of God's superabundance. Live in the realm of God's superabundance. Order the Supernatural Provision Package for only $39.99 and discover the unlimited ways God can provide all your needs. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Receive the supernatural abundance that only God can supply. For an additional 10% off, order the Supernatural Provision Package online.
We've put together a package for you so that you can develop and grow in your knowledge and awareness of the supernatural. You have to grow in these things. We have to grow in these spiritual things that we have not been familiar but we want to be familiar with. And so what we've done is we have all of the notes that Glory and I are teaching from. And even on the broadcast today, Glory, we didn't get to everything that we were going to cover on this broadcast today. So it's in here. It's in this package. And then we have the DVDs from what we've been teaching here, as well as two teachings that I did on supernatural provision in the church. And then we have a confession card also with this that you can confess every day about the supernatural to get that built down on the inside of you. And then this teaching by Bill Winston, The Supernatural Church. I have listened to it over and over and over again.
Can I have that copy?
You can have this copy. That's yours.
Thank you.
And let me read to you something. I'll quote a quote from Pastor Bill from that series. He said, "What are the two things that keep you out of the supernatural? Number one, the timing of God. People put what God has already done into the future. Faith has no future. Faith is always now. The second thing, unbelief. Wrong beliefs produce wrong actions. So those are the two things that'll keep you out of the supernatural. So to find out what'll keep you in the supernatural, you need to get that.
Praise
you need to
God.
See that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone watching today, and I thank you that they're stepping on over into the supernatural provision that you have for them. And we honor you that you're supplying every need that they have according to your riches and glory.
Thank you.
By Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if you need prayer for anything we have here, right here, at the ministry, 24-hour prayer line that people will pray for you. These are wonderful people, strong people. I know these people.
They know how to pray.
And they will pray for you. They will help you in the Word of God. They'll help you speak over your situation. And you can call our offices here at KCM in this country or in countries around the world. That's available. Go to the website.
Hallelujah.
Check out the hours of operation, and you'll be able to hear and get online with them and pray with them. Hey, Hilton Memorial Chapel, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Oh,
the great Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Glory's going to be there. Kenneth's going to be there. It's going to be an awesome time.
Good.
Tomorrow, we're learning more about the supernatural provision in the Old Testament. Till then, this is
Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
God's grace is abounding toward you. Go to kcm.org for word-based teaching and free resources to help you find the answers you've been searching for in God's Word. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.